everybody. Welcome to the Ben and Noah Show. I'm Ben Sofer.
And I'm Noah Lien.
And we have a very special episode for you today. So a couple weeks ago, we had a musician on, David Sayo, as you might have seen, who was a recent graduate who moved to New York, wanted to be in the music scene. But this episode, we have somebody who has been in the music scene for about 4 or 5 years now?
It's my fifth year, yeah.
Fifth year, man. Welcome to the Ben and Noah Show. My good friend and former bandmate, Dave Gould.
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Of course, man.
I'm your second musician, and you're also your second David.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
So you're not special.
Yeah, that's the rule of playing music in New York, actually. So, anybody out there who wants to be a musician, but your name's not David, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. All
right.
Am I qualified then?
Oh, no.
You're more of like a filmmaker. What are you? Yeah. What would you call yourself?
Bro, that's a great question.
He's like all of the others, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's jack of all trades, master of none.
That's
a compliment.
Thank you so much. Alright, so.
I don't think I have a word to
We mess around all the time, man. That's great. You started in Maryland. Obviously, because we went to high school together.
Yeah.
How did you know you wanted to go to into music?
From our, like, being in a band with you, to be honest. I mean, you know this. Owen doesn't know this. It's like, it kind of saved me, like, in high school. Like, I was, like, doing a lot of drugs and, you know, I just wasn't living a very healthy lifestyle. And was with like a very toxic group of friends that you know.
I know them.
And, you know, just getting up to a lot, you know, like sneaking out of my mom's house like multiple times a week, you know, stealing her car, you know, just
being
like,
a little bit.
But you know, it's not a good path. Like, you know, those kids in your high school who just kind of lived in the bathroom, Julian, that was like, I was one of those kids, you know. But eventually the friend group I was in, two of them got sent to rehab.
Which shows you
the friend group.
The extent you.
Yeah, exactly. So two of them got sent to rehab, and then was not really. It's just I had to find new friends, and I started spending lunches in the music room. And I already kind of liked Ben and like the group, the people that he hung out with.
There were other people.
Yeah, I already like kind of like those guys, but I didn't know them that well. But then you know, I kind of had to find new friends, and they just set me on a much better path, and music became like, you know, this outlet for me. So it's kind of like like I feel like it's all I know how to do. Like, it's kind of become it was kind of music or nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it saved you and it became a part of you.
Yeah.
And that was like junior year?
Or more like middle sophomore year, I'd say. Oh, okay. And then I officially joined the band in junior year. And then I, you know, it's like, okay, I gotta go to school for something, might as well be music, and ended up in New York. So.
Wow.
Yeah. There was awesome. A new school, right?
Yeah, I went to the new school.
Gotcha.
You know, new school for jazz and contemporary music. So.
And when you went in, you were like, I'm going to play.
Yeah, I mean, I went as a voice major, actually, not as a piano. I mean, I'm a pianist, but then it turns out it's way easier to get gigs as a pianist. So I ended up now I'm like playing more piano than I sing, but I'm also, you know, a singer. And at the time when I applied, I was a better singer than pianist. So it was easier for me to like get into a better school with my voice than with playing piano, you know? Yeah. But it was more so just for being in music school, you know what I mean? It doesn't really matter what you choose. You know?
No, that's awesome. And you got to like experience like a wide range. How was that college experience like?
It was great. So I mean, I ended up in New York because I wanted to go to Berkeley, and then they rejected me. So I was like, okay, well, this is my second option.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really glad it worked out, honestly, because everybody who goes to Berkeley ends up then coming to New York after they graduate anyway.
That's true.
Like, maybe the school was great. So, but, you know, like, maybe, like, but the, what was really great, hold on, the school was great, but what was really great about it was actually just having the opportunity to already be in New York versus where a lot of people graduate and come to New York. I got to be in New York and start making those connections, you know, and start meeting people and also just figuring out my way around the city like earlier than a lot of people, which I think really helped.
Just to clarify, did your school have like the dorms and stuff there, or are you living in the city while going to school?
So they did have dorms, but it's actually was cheaper to get an apartment, to rent an apartment, than to rent the dorms, because the dorms were so expensive. No, it was
that tracks though.
Dang.
Yeah. On campus housing is usually a lot
Especially in New York, it's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, because it's literally like, you know, in like on 14th Street, you know, like downtown, like near where NYU is. So it's just, it's crazy.
Oh, okay,
so crazy.
Okay.
So yeah, like I had an apartment with roommates at, you know, 19. And then I've just been doing the New York thing since then. So just for a long time, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe grow up a little faster, I guess. But, you know, I was still, you know, dumb college kid like everybody else, but it was a lot of fun.
And so you started playing, well, you were already, like, involved in music way before you came into college. And when you came into college, you were doing singing. But how did that shift to that, you said, the keyboard and mm-hmm. and piano? Like, how was that shift and that transition into that space?
Yeah, I mean, I was always kind of the guy who sang and played piano, mm-hmm. but it was mostly about the singing, you know? But then, because the first, like, paying gig I got that wasn't through school, that wasn't, like, because I got, I got a few, like, gigs through the New School singing, those were all singing, but the first gig I got that was playing, like, not through the school, was for this pop band that will remain unnamed, and it was playing keyboard because I kind of had a niche with synthesizers. I was, there's a lot of people who are a lot better at piano than me, but there's not a lot of people who are a lot better at playing synth than me. Gotcha. And this was like kind of an electro pop band. So I had a friend who was the bass player for that band, and he knew that I could play synthesizer. So I joined as a synth player. And from there, that kind of expanded to like playing piano and different things. And now mostly I'm playing piano. Like, I'm singing with my own band and playing piano at the same time. But in general, I'm mostly playing piano for people, which is great.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool.
When you were with that band for your first gig, correct me if I'm wrong, you played at Times Square, right?
It was a really, it was like shot live in Times Square. Like, it was on like a big stage with like a camera. Like, 2 years ago? Yeah. And that was a crazy experience. Yeah, like it was also like the band, like, it's a really easy gig too because we're playing along to backing tracks. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't even
so, like, if you mess up, it's like it's not like the show's gonna stop.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like not even like, it's like the harder the gig, the less you get paid for it, and then the easier, like, this backing track gig, great gig, and it's just playing along to backing tracks.
You're basically just performing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At that point, but yeah, it was super surreal experience because it was like, it's like a kid show, so it was like we were performing for a crowd of kids, but they filmed us on the stage, then we left, and then they brought a group of kids out to be in the crowd. So it was like they did it separately, and then they like filmed the kids and were like, okay, now cheer. So then they're gonna
put
them together. Isn't that weird? So we were really just like perform for the film crew and also whoever's like walking past because it's in Times Square, you know.
Yeah.
How interesting. I gotta watch that clip now. I gotta like watch what, like, if I can find it.
I didn't see it.
No, yeah, if you look up, I'll tell you after. But yeah, you can. I think you can probably look it up, you know.
That's really cool.
I just heard about it. I was like, damn.
No, what a great game.
It's a great game.
And then senior year, that was when your senior year.
Yeah, that was my senior year. So senior year, I started getting actual gigs, and then I've been, then I kept going. But it was really tough, like, right after I graduated for a while, because you can't, make money off of just gigs unless mm-hmm. you get them like every week or like multiple a week, and I'm getting them like every month, you know, like
that's still really good.
Every month is good, but yeah, it takes like years and years is what I'm figuring out to like really be a working musician and get multiple gigs a week like that and be able to pay like for everything with just gigs. So right after I graduated, it was still really tough for a while. But now things are calming down a bit, so.
Yeah, I think we want to get into a little bit about that transition, though, like that transition phase from like getting out of college. Feel sometimes that you do, like, no matter what, even if you don't, you aren't booking something, you have college, you're busy, you're still a student, I'm doing things. The rest of the stuff that I'm doing is a little extra, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once you get out of it, it's like, oh, this is what I have to do now. I can't just like say I'm doing something else now. I'm an adult.
It's the student status.
I want to like piece that a little bit more. Just look into depth of how were the feelings and everything about when you were booking gigs and when like you realized that it wasn't like.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, because for the longest time, it's like how the human condition. For the longest time, I was like, people I knew were getting gigs, and I was getting gigs. I was like, all I need is some gigs, and I'll be happy. And, you know, and then I got gigs, and I was like, yes. And then now I'm still not happy. You know what I mean? It's like you never
curse
like,
you LinkedIn. Like,
yeah, exactly. You know? But so yeah, I mean, I was really like, because you need like as a musician, you need supplementary income. Like you just need it. Like you can't just make your money off of gigs for at least, you know, for years, really, yeah. for years. Because mm-hmm. It takes a long time to build up all the connections and everything you need. So I was just trying to figure out what that was for me. So like right out of school, I got a job at a studio, which I thought would be great. For music. As the front desk guy.
That's great.
I was like, oh, being close to it was great. Turned out to be like a terrible job, but that's less besides the point. This is more about the emotions. I guess I was kind of like very lost and overwhelmed, like not really kind of directionless, you know, just mm-hmm. like, yeah, like how am I trying to say this? Like, yeah,
that makes sense.
Like you hit a wall where it's like, is there no upwards trajectory from this point, or is it more like the working environment just felt very repetitive? Or like,
yeah,
what was the?
I mean, I was like, yeah, I was just trying to, you know, not go move back to my dad's basement with the main goal for me. But I was like, there was never a point where I was like, okay, I'm gonna go like, you know, not play music, because
yeah.
I was just like, that's the only option for me.
Yeah,
but
that's a passion right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not. That's the only option. But I was like, I really hope that. I was really scared that was gonna mean me moving to my dad's basement and being a loser. You know what I mean? And like, and not that makes you a loser, because you know it's scary. Like it's scary. You don't know where you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know, okay. you're just super lost. And but I did like keep faith. I think like I'm very like kind of self confident, maybe to a fault. So I did like, I was like, I'm gonna be okay. I got this. Like I got this. And it turned out to be true, but it was like very uncertain, scary, and you know. I was, you know, just eating like crap and just treating my body like crap and not sleeping.
I think
that's
where I am right now.
Yeah,
that's where I am too.
Yeah, like not sleeping, just eating whatever, and yeah, for like a few months, and that will really take a toll on you, you know.
I think so. Well, yeah. So this, did you stick to that job or did you switch?
Yeah, so I switched out. So I actually got fired from that job, which the not naming the studio or anything, but the manager was an alcoholic. And it was a very toxic work environment. And it just, yeah, it sounded like perfect on paper, but it was actually like terrible. And also I had to skip out on gigs because they assigned me to work like
overtime
Friday nights and Saturday nights. And I was like, hey, can I please not? And they're like, no. So anyways, eventually I got fired, which turned out, because I actually put in my 2 weeks. I was like, I can't work anymore after a few months. And then the day before my 2 weeks ended, they fired me.
That is gross.
That's
gross.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Did you get your last paycheck?
Yeah, I did get my last paycheck.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. But it's pretty crazy. But yeah, so I did that, and then I worked as a canvasser for 2 weeks. You know those guys who like stop you and they're like, "Hey, do you want to help the kids with the iPads and the vests?" Which is a terrible job. So I only did that for 2 weeks.
Because people treat you like
you basically just get paid
to stand outside,
interrupt people. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was doing it in November, like end of November, early December, and it was so cold. I was literally like. Like, and also, you know, I just am such, you have to be a good salesman, you know? And I'm a terrible salesman. I'd be like, hey, you want to help the kids? They'd be like, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Like, I'm not going to be like, no. Like, you know what I mean? But then I landed where I currently am doing, which is being a music teacher. I love. Just like a private music teacher. So I do it through some agencies, but then I also have my own private practice. So trying to expand the private practice so I can eventually have my own, you know, own business.
But that's
awesome.
And you teach what are the years or any?
All ages,
wow.
Yeah. I had a 3-year-old today. And my first 3-year-old, usually the youngest is 5. 3 is really young. Like, they can't do anything. I don't know.
It's probably just like guitar.
The guitar is bigger than you.
Yeah, we just, I don't know. First, we did a little bit of drums, we did a little bit of piano, we did a little bit of guitar, a little bit of drums.
How did they do guitar?
A little bit of drums. Little piano, boom, boom, boom. Little bit of guitar, and then they left. You know.
Yay!
Hey, I'm a kid.
Yeah,
no, there's no reason. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, 3-year-olds too. Like, some of my private students are like in their 30s. All ages, or like even you know. My oldest student is named, I can't name her name, but she is 75.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. Do you want someone to sing?
Ages 3 to 75.
That's cool. That's like the on the label box. You know why they have
like 4 to 99.
Yeah. But like, wow. Okay, so that's really. I mean, I think it's a lot more fulfilling in the form of like you get a lot of social interaction, and you also get to do the thing that you are like passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Like that looks. That sounds really good. And
it's really awesome.
How are the hours flexible?
Not super super flexible, but. I'm making it more flexible because I'm trying to expand my own, you know, business. But it's also hard because I work 7 days a week. Like, there's no day, because it's like very few hours, only like maybe 3 hours a day, or sometimes more, sometimes less. But it's like, it's every day.
You gotta keep it coming. You can't just say like, oh no, you're only free on Sunday. I don't do Sundays. Then you just put them somewhere.
I can't. Exactly. Yeah. You know.
I'm curious because in the last episode we talked a little bit to a few other actresses about how. Auditioning goes and for them, and it's I'm wondering if it's going to be a little bit of a different tune in your part where it's like auditioning as a auditioning for that off-Broadway show and auditioning for like other things like how has that been go for you, like what do you play though? Or
I've never auditioned for anything. It's always like somebody knows me, and then like
gotcha.
Like to get this show, the saxophone player for the band, I was in a Latin band playing at a bar, and the saxophone player's sister was in the audience, and we were playing Latin music or like salsa music, so I was playing salsa piano.
Wow.
And the sister of the saxophone player in that band is the producer for the show, and their pianist had just quit, so she came up to me after the show.
Perfect.
And said, hey, you know, can you do this? And I was like, yeah, obviously I can do it.
Please, I did anything.
This was back in February. Yeah. So that's like everything is like, yeah, like you can book your own shows with my own band just by like emailing venues and then getting to know people and like getting to know booking agents and texting them. But then through those, you'll have other shows, you'll meet other musicians who will then need a pianist or then need a singer. And then they know somebody who's making a show, and it's literally like it's all just connections. Like
it's
my phone always is blowing
is
up. That's all it is. Yeah. Like I've never applied to anything on Playbill. Or anything like that.
So we see like two different approaches, you know, where you, I think this one is really cool. It's like a domino effect in a sense. Cause you know, you start out with like one gig. That's the thing about like being open to like different kinds of jobs, no matter what work it is. Because once you do one, and it's sometimes that someone you never know who's in the audience who might reach out to you, and then those connections that you make, they just trickle on to more, and then you know, I think that's a very awesome way to like see it. See that.
I gotta say, there's really something to that. And that's not just exclusive with music. I think that's most things. I gotta be real. I mean, like think about every like job that like you ever applied to on LinkedIn and how often you actually like you're back. You know, like it's about like the, you know, referring. And I mean, I know that's definitely true with film. I don't know if that's true everywhere, but like that is, no, there's a lot of truth to that.
I think even like friends, even like building community, like it's like you can't just go up to someone in the street and be like, yo, want to be friends?
Maybe
my best friend. I think it's always like, it's through the mutual connections, and then you're open to making friends at the start, and then through them you meet new people at different functions and different events, and then that cascades and continues. So it's all about that network building, that community building, and proving yourself as well. I mean, you can't just go on stage and just like do whatever and expect people are gonna talk about me, but it's going to be like you proved yourself, you worked on your craft, you proved yourself that you were capable, and that's why you got gigs.
I also think I just think the internet's a terrible place, and like you make iPads, like, you know, it's always in-person connections that have like done good things for me in my life, you know. But also like that being said, Playbill, there's nothing wrong with it, because this approach only works because I went to college in New York. I've been here, this is my fifth year here.
Yeah.
So I spent a long time.
You've already cultivated.
Yeah, I spent 3 years of being here not getting any gigs. But I didn't know at the time, because I was freaking out, like, oh my god, I'm not getting gigs, but I didn't know at the time that I was planting a garden. You know what I mean? And now I like that. It's growing a little bit. Oh, thank you.
I think that's a relief to hear too, though, because yeah. I think a lot of fresh graduates who are moving here for the, maybe the first time, like actually living in New York, I think they are in that where the place that you were at in your first year, maybe like where they were like, oh, I'm not booking anything, I'm not getting jobs or opportunities right now, and I'm missing out or I'm behind. And I think hearing this, it's also kind of a relief in the sense, like, hey, I'm no matter what, I'm here, I'm in the scene. You're building something. You know, you don't really see the end product right now, but it takes time. I think a lot of good things do take time, right?
Yeah. One last thing for you, Dave. What's your band called?
Oh, my band is called The Third Rails. You can go to www.thethirdrails.com, and if you are booking a wedding or a private event, we do those. If you need, you know, more individualized, you can go to www.davegouldmusic.com. And if you're a band, I do booking. If you need a pianist or a singer, I do that. And if you need a teacher, I also do that. Also look up Dave's studio on Google Maps. We have 5 stars.
Wow. That is, you came prepared for that.
I literally, I was listening to a podcast on the way over here, and I'm like, you know, they always do that at the end. So I was
awesome.
I gotta
do
it. Come on.
This is great. You do it. You nailed that.
Thank you.
That was the first take.
Come on.
Reliable.
Good job, man.
And if artists in general, any advice?
Don't stop. Like I said, it's like a garden. Like, don't be good at what you do and just keep going and have faith. Don't get bitter. Don't get mad.
Well, thank you so much, David, for taking the time out of your lovely day to spend with us. I mean, it was really, really awesome to
meet
you.
Sorry, I was late. It was really nice to meet you, too.
Really nice to meet you. Thank you for being part of the show. And thank you to all our audience for listening, watching. Wherever you are, whichever, YouTube, Spotify.
Yep.
What else do we have? Instagram?
All platforms. Wherever you are, just make sure, you know, like and subscribe. Like, you know, like, it doesn't hurt, you know?
Exactly.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? We're looking at the camera right now. If you're, like, listening to it right now, so pretend that we're looking at you right now, like, in your eyes.
Well, that's our show, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. I'm Ben Sofer.
And I'm Noah Lian.
Until next time. Have a good one.